Harley-Davidson has announced that it plans to shift production of some motorcycles heading for Europe from the U.S. to factories overseas. The motorcycle manufacturer is facing rising costs from retaliatory tariffs from the European Union. The retaliation is in response to the tariffs the Trump administration imposed earlier this year on steel, aluminum, and other products. President Trump weighed in on Harley's announcement late Monday, tweeting that he is, quote, surprised that Harley-Davidson, of all companies, would be the first to wave the white flag. WUWM's Mayan Silver talked to UW-Madison political science professor John Peavyhouse about the Harley-Davidson news and the potential impact of the tariffs on additional Wisconsin businesses.
Any time you throw up tariffs, there's a chance that businesses are going to move to get around them. So on one level, it shouldn't be surprising. It's always hard to predict who exactly will move, but Harley-Davidson's move comes in response to, you know, the European Union's counter-tariffs, right? So the U.S. tariffs, European steel and aluminum under international tariff law, or essentially the World Trade Organization law rules, the EU can place an equivalent amount of tariffs back on U.S. goods, and they can pick the goods to add up to that equivalent amount. And so the EU, as they usually do, chooses usually fairly politically sensitive goods or areas to target and to try to exert maximum pressure for the purpose of getting the U.S. to back down on our original tariffs. And so what Harley-Davidson said in their SEC filing was that these tariffs are going to cost them millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, in fact, and that in order to not take a huge cut in their market share in Europe, they're going to have to move some of their production overseas so they can essentially get around these tariffs. And so the production isn't coming out of the United States.
Are there other Wisconsin companies that have been hurt by this so-called trade war or are poised to be impacted?
I'm not sure specifically about other Wisconsin companies. The thing I am the most concerned about as these trade tensions escalate is the agriculture sector. For example, again, China is getting ready to levy its retaliatory tariffs once the Trump tariffs on China kick in, and they've targeted about 40% of their tariffs towards U.S. agricultural products. Mexico, if they decide to throw up many counter tariffs, may also choose U.S. agricultural products. Wisconsin exports a lot to Mexico from the agricultural sector and a lot to China from the agricultural sector. And already, as we know, there are sectors of the Wisconsin agriculture economy that's not faring very well right now. And so that is my biggest concern. So it's not, I mean, the industrial side's not good in terms of Harley, but I'm really concerned that escalation, which would raise agricultural tariffs, will cause big trouble for Wisconsin farmers.
So we're talking about things like cranberries, cheese, and beer, that type of thing?
Those types of things, wheat and corn, sorghum, those crops as well.
What would the bottom line be on the Wisconsin economy? Like, what's the worst case scenario that we're looking at if these tariffs continue?
So I've seen a couple of analyses where people, you know, economists kind of spin out, you know, let's not say a massive trade war, but a significant trade tariffs back and forth. And Wisconsin doesn't do well. You know, we don't have a lot of steel and aluminum jobs, and so we're not a direct beneficiary of the initial tariffs. So we're going to get squeezed in the response, either, again, on the industrial side like Harley-Davidson or on the agricultural side. And so in the end, Wisconsin's going to be looking at a net loss from these tariffs. It's kind of hard to imagine that not being the case. And that's what these analyses kind of indicate. We won't be the biggest loser among U.S. states, but we're on the negative side, definitely. Because, again, a lot of these original tariffs, you know, the solar panel tariffs also, like we're not a direct beneficiary of those in any way. And so we end up kind of caught, Wisconsin ends up caught in the crossfire.